Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some football this morning. Newcastle United's three-game winning run came to an end with a 2-0 defeat at home to West Ham United. Thomas Tusek and Aaron Wan-Bissaka got the goals for the visitors at St. James's Park. Eddie Howe's team missing the chance to move to within a point of the Premier League's top four.
The goals changed the game today. I think the first goal, especially so early, made it difficult for us, but I thought we responded really well. I thought we were the dominant team going in at half-time. The game could have been very different if we'd taken one of those chances in that first half. And then they score again in the second half. I don't think we responded well to that goal. I think then we lost a bit of confidence and became a bit ragged at the end.
Yeah, it's a massive result for the Hammers. West Ham are now 6 points clear off at the drop zone. Now we'll stay with a beautiful game. Hilda Mahaya, the breadwinner, and Karabo Dlamini will miss Banyana Banyana's friendly match against Jamaica because of injuries. We also have Usi Bulele Holweni, who's been ruled out with illness. Head coach Desiree Ellis has then decided to call up Thubelihle Shamase, Antonio Maponya and Lona Themba Mhlongo as the replacements. Golfing news, Scotty doesn't know. Scheffler, two-time major winner Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy have been nominated for the 2024 PGA Tour of the Year Award. Now it is named, of course, the Jack Nicklaus Award, named for the record 18-time major winner. And the Arnold Palmer Award for the PGA Rookie of the Year will be voted on by the PGA Tour members on the December the 4th, with winners announced by the end of the year. Nominees for the PGA Rookie of the Year include Frenchman Mattia Pavon. We also have Americans Nick Dunlap, Jake Knapp and Max Griezmann. And then finally, massive news coming out of the world of Formula One. US car giant General Motors has reached an agreement in principle to enter F1 in 2026, with its Cadillac brand being obviously the main deal there. I saw Cadillac and I just thought of hip-hop and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and imagine that's part of the ad when they launch in 2026. Also, the interesting part is that no one is leaving F1. There will be now 11 teams on the grid in 2026. So interesting times indeed. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.